We're talking with the CEO of the National Pork Board, Bill Evan. Bill, glad to have you today here at the Pork Congress. And you talked about several things I thought was really important for the industry, including how you're trying to find out what's inside the mind of today's consumer, not just if they've got a favorable impression of pork as a protein, but all the other things that go around the pork industry and how it's produced.
Yeah, so I represent the Pork Checkoff. We represent the nation's 60,000 pork producers. And our 15-member producer board of directors said, we can do a lot of things around research, promotion, and education, but really understanding what producers' perceptions are of the pork industry, let's figure out what those are and then really make sure we're answering those questions first before we necessarily do sort of the promotion work. So that's a lot of what our real pork work is here in 2022.
Seems that there are obviously questions about is pork good for the planet? I think that's one of your questions that you heard from consumers. This whole idea of is it being produced responsibly, ethically, if you want to use that particular term. A lot of things are out there that I know you're having to try to get your arms around.
Yeah, so we did some real in-depth consumer research here in the past year, as asking people if you're considering maybe reducing your purchases of red meat and pork in particular, can you talk to us more about why that is? And when you talk to consumers and get on that second layer, it's often around, okay, are you taking care of the pigs? Are you taking care of the people in the industry? And are you taking care of the planet? And those are legitimate questions, right? These folks are just wanting to know how their food is raised. And so our work under the Real Pork banner here at the Pork Checkoff is to help address those questions. Now, the good news is the pork producers have had their We Care ethical principles now for over 15 years, mm-hmm. and most consumers don't know that. We hold ourselves to high standards, and we do conduct audits in our industry as well. Another thing that we do is around sustainability. So we are actually doing on-farm sustainability reports on behalf of the Pork Checkoff from a lot of producers around the country. That way there's real information that a real local producer can have at his fingertips or her fingertips to talk to people in their community. And the last part is around the people. We are members of communities, and we have to be engaged and involved in communities in a positive way and trying to help, I would say, help our producers understand what that rule looks like is important.
Right. Fascinating me on the sustainability studies. What are you learning so far about how pork is produced? When you start thinking about that, whole idea of a proper environmental footprint.
So we've got some farmers across 17 states are represented that are actually sitting down and looking at how they're farming their land and how they're raising their animals and how they're applying the nutrients back to the land to grow their crops that are feed. And we're finding some really surprisingly good information. The pork industry contributes less than 0.5% of greenhouse gas emissions in the United States, and we're finding a lot of pork producers are actually already now carbon neutral. And so for the consuming public, that's important for them to know. And it's by applying the nutrients back in the land, you grow the corn and beans, feed it to the animals, and out pops bacon.
And, of course, our Secretary of Agriculture made reference to bacon being a good thing, per her daughter.
Absolutely, so, yeah. Secretary Arthur, it's a pleasure to have her as a leader here in Oklahoma.
Right. Let's talk about the whole idea of that product that is being produced for consumers. Post-pandemic, we're still working our way through all the supply chain issues and the relatively high prices compared to the pre-pandemic of things like the three major proteins, poultry, pork, and beef especially. It seems like pork can be well positioned to kind of take advantage of some of those cost concerns.
Yeah, so of course anybody that's in the livestock production business is watching the price of corn and soybeans and soybean meal. And global tensions, supply chain problems, war in Europe again, have really starting to cause stress and causing prices to rise. Consumers out there are seeing it in food price inflation themselves. And so pork producers are in that same situation. They're watching the cost of their inputs, and they're watching the cost of what they can get for the pigs when they sell them. We look at price data, of course, on a daily basis, and pork has held up surprisingly well in demand studies across the U.S. So consumers really see the value equation with pork, and we're seeing sales domestically continue to remain very strong.
Internationally, You mentioned the fact that what, 1/4 of all of our pork goes overseas in a typical year. How are you feeling about where we are right now on those international pork sales?
So our industry's been able to grow at probably double the normal rate because we've been able to start to grow exports. Back in the mid-90s, the United States was a net pork importer. We were actually relying on other countries to give us enough pork to eat here in the U.S. And today, we'll export between 25 and 30% of our production. But these global supply chain problems and some of these geopolitical issues, particularly in Asia, are giving our producers some concern. So what they've asked us to do is make sure that we're looking at a diverse set of markets globally. And so we're active in Latin America, South America. We're active in Southeast Asia, looking for other markets that can continue to allow us to export product.
You mentioned the real pork campaign, that you've got some principles there that allow you to really get real with consumers directly and let them know. As you say, the whole selling point is that it's real pork.
Yeah, and real pork is a very simple approach. In a world where everything seems artificial or is in virtual reality or you're lost in your social media feeds, people are craving something real in their lives, and that's the food that they eat. So real pork is real farmers on real farms raising real pigs that produce real pork. And our methodology there is pretty straightforward. We want to do what's right for people, pigs, and the planet.
So, end of the day for the pork industry, the checkoff dollars as you invest them, you got three. You know, you mentioned you've got three legs. What are the key things that you feel that you are actually doing right now that from all three legs that are really important back to these guys in this room?
Absolutely. So the Pork Checkoff does research, promotion, and education. So we don't lobby. We're a non-political organization. In the research space, it's a lot of understanding what's going on in the environment and making sure that we understand what's on the minds of consumers and answering their questions. The promotional space is really around answering those questions, and then you can start to have a conversation about the product. And the education, it goes two ways. We do a lot of producer education. That's been part of our legacy since 1985. But we also provide educational information for dietitians, for consumers, different ethnic groups in the United States around how pork can fit in their diet.
For producers, I guess maybe one thing that they recall back, and it's a little bit of a different positioning to consumers and those that are on that, you know, facing that direction. We went from the other white meat now to real pork.
We have, and each of those approaches were the right things at their time. And so folks that are maybe a bit older will remember Pork the Other White Meat campaign, wildly successful in the 80s and 90s. Today, it's about answering questions from a point of reality, and that's the Real Pork platform now.